right now? Do we have that root in us? Do we have that understanding and that teaching in us? I wonder, saints of God.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bear. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bear. Or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bear or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus.
Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1. As we go deeper in the Word of God.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Romans 12 and 1. Romans 12 and 1. Very familiar verse of scripture, but I just want to revisit that. It's a stirring in my spirit to just look afresh at this verse of scripture. All right, when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
If you don't have it, say wait. Hurry up. All right, Rita, then read while they're still looking.
Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Amen. And the people of God said, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. For just a little while this morning, I want to speak from the subject, what are you presenting to God? What are you presenting to God? Paul here speaks to the church at Rome and to the believers at large about their lifestyle. This is a part of the continuing sanctification of the saints of God. It's so important that the saints of God recognize that there is a responsibility that goes along with being saved. That the saints recognize that they have a part to play in this thing called salvation and sanctification. Because one of the things that we need to know is that what Jesus did first for us is salvation. He gave us salvation, saved our souls. But then he removed us from the world in that we were no longer members of this world, but we were members of the family of God. And so he says, in John chapter 15, that the 19th verse, he says, if you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. So my question to you is, why are you trying to fit in where folk hate you at? You look at our dress, we dress like the world. You look at our speech, we talk like the world. You look at our habits and our business dealings, we're deceitful like the world. There's so much of us like the world that the world can't tell us apart as Christians and believers from them who are children of darkness. And yet we are supposed to be the light of the world, and we're supposed to be the salt of the earth. So that means that we are supposed to have power to create change and effect. In other words, if we go in a dark place, it ought to be lit up when we get there, because we've gone there. If something is not right, we ought to be able to change the flavor of that, because we are salt. We have a savor that changes stuff that just don't taste right. Amen. Something ain't right with. We have that ability because of who we are and whose we are. But yet, we are trying to fit in instead of standing out. Do you all remember that first Men in Black movie? You don't remember that? Okay, well, let me just give you the premise of it. You know, it was with Will Smith and I forget the other brother name. Martin. The white brother. Tommy Lee Jones, there you go. I know y'all gonna act like y'all didn't know, but you knew. Yeah. Well, they were men of the government who were seeking out life form from other worlds. But listen to this. The life form from other worlds did not want to be recognized, discovered, uncovered. So they took on the form of humans, of insects, of rodents. In other words, they took on the image of things and the host of this world that were common to the world that wouldn't make the world look twice at them. But because Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones knew what they were looking for, they were able to uncover and pull off the disguise of the aliens trying to hide in human bodies and earthly beings. And see, we are Christians, and we're acting the same way that these people did from other worlds. Instead of us standing out, being seen, being recognized, the Bible says you don't light a candle and stick it under. In other words, you don't hide your light. What's the sense in it shining? And so a whole lot of us are doing that. And we don't realize that God has given us Christ, who has given us life eternal. And so because he's done that, he has changed us from our old nature to our new nature. Now listen at this. There are three levels to sanctification. The first level is positional sanctification. Positional sanctification is when you were saved, the Lord Jesus. He pulled you out of the world. You were in the world, but not of the world, because he sanctified you for his own glory, for the service to God, consecrated you so that you would belong to him and serve him. Then there is progressive sanctification, which is the phase that we're in right now. And I'm going to deal with that, so I'm going to skip over that to the third one. The third one is perfect sanctification. Now, perfect sanctification is when you totally leave this world. You die and you're removed from this world totally. You do realize that because of Jesus, we've been saved from the penalty of sin. We've been saved from the power of sin, but we've not yet been saved from the presence of sin. So that third sanctification, the perfect sanctification, is going to happen when we die. Are y'all listening? So let me help you understand something. Paul is making a point here, and I need you to understand this, because he has dealt with us, himself, and all believers. He's either as servants or slaves. Servants of slaves. Servants or slaves. And the saying is interchangeable depending on how he wanted to use the phrase, because a slave is a servant. All right, now let me help you understand something else. The reason Paul talks about us being a slave of Jesus Christ, him being a slave of Jesus Christ, him being a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, is because Jesus Christ paid his sin debt, gave him new life, and caused him to become his own and to tell the story and to save men's soul from darkness, sin, and death, and bring them into the kingdom of God. Now listen to this. It's important to understand that it, let me just give you a better illustration that'll make it simple. In the older days, especially with the Native Americans, the Indians, they were of the belief that if someone saved their lives, that they no longer lived unto themselves, but they became a slave or a servant unto that person until they were able to do a similar act that would buy their freedom. In other words, they knew that this person saved their life. If that person hadn't saved their lives, they would have been dead. So they give their whole life from that point on to that person as their slave, as their servant, until an opportunity comes up again where they are able to redeem themselves by saving that person that saved them. Now, there's a twist to that. Now, Paul is saying pretty much the same thing, because in this verse, he makes it clear at the end of that, that that's our reasonable service. Amen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. By the mercies of God. Now, Paul throws this out because here's what we need to know. That as a believer, don't think that just because you have saving grace, that mercy is not a measurement that God uses you to continue to look beyond your fault and meet your need. Don't think that mercy is not used continually, as a matter of fact, daily, to keep you within that grace that God has given to you. Because just because you're saved don't mean you don't sin. Your nature has changed from sin, but you still have acts and occasions of sin. Why? Because you're still in the flesh. And that in the flesh, Paul says, there is no good thing. No good thing in his flesh, in our flesh. And so if we think that we are all of that, then John, 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 says, we deceive ourselves. If we say we don't lie, now you may not lie by commission, but you sure lie by omission. You know there are some things you should have said and you didn't say. People ask you questions, you cry, Instead of telling a lie, you just act like you don't know. That's a lie, because you know, and you won't say. You know, and so we lie in more ways than just lip service. We lie because we belong to God, but we act in the world like we are part of the world. The world doesn't see that we are different, that what God has made us to be different for a reason, for a purpose, so we can stand out, so that people can see that something about us is not like the world. And if they want to know Jesus, guess who is the best representative for him? The believer. The believer. So let's look at, how do you find yourself steadily becoming all God wants you to be? How do you do that? Because verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Can I tell you something, saints? Just because you were saved by the blood of Jesus doesn't mean that he erased your memory. Now, I know some of you all, you know, you get saved and you act like, oh, my God, you never lived here before. You don't have the attitude, the mentality, the desires, the appetites of the world. You have no idea what you're brand new. And yes, we are brand new in our spirit. Yes, our walk with Christ is brand new. But listen at this. There is a part of us that is not yet converted. And so the truth of the matter is, just because you get saved in a moment don't mean that you are totally converted in a moment. It's a process. It's a process. And let me tell you what the church has done. The church has raised a bunch of hypocrites who lie about the reality of who they are and what they are. Listen, I'm saved, but I still got some sinner problems. And before you sit up here and judge me, you better take a look in the mirror, because there are things you still do that you did before you got saved. You're still doing them after you're saved. Now, some of them you might not do as much, but you are still sinning. And our desire is to be like Jesus, who had no sin. That means it's a process to get from where we are to where Jesus is. And we need the Word of God to renew our minds. Everything that was in our minds when we were unsaved is still there since we're saved. We've got to take the Word of God and wash our minds. Wash out the stuff that's there. See, we've got to learn that we as believers, the old church used to believe in that, but we don't believe in that much today, in deliverance. See, there are some things you got to get rid of before you can get deeper into the things of God. Because he's not going to come where sin is. And we come here on Sunday, we lift up holy hands. We do holy dances. We shout. You know, we do all of the wonderful things that look right. But we are hurting underneath the skin. we're unfulfilled underneath the skin. Stuff is missing underneath the skin, but we put on the persona like all is well. When we need deliverance. You don't believe you need deliverance? If you had a cussing spirit before you got saved, let somebody mess around with you in it. Down through the years, the Lord's been good to me. You need deliverance. If you were a player from the Himalayas, you just change where you play without deliverance. You just move from a worldly prostitute to a temple prostitute without deliverance. I don't need you to think that God can't handle your faults and your failures and your issues, because he can. But we've got to be real with him. How you gonna say you saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you can't even love your brother or your sister, and you treat them like they are nothing? Act like you're holier than thou. Act like there is no sin nowhere near you. You're above everything and everybody. The devil is a lie, and you too. You need some real folk in your life, some real believers who've been saved and delivered and set free. Say, man, I love you, but you got a nasty attitude. You need to get yourself together. You need some real folk, some real believers who will tell you like it is. Listen, you can come here fake Jacob like you wanna, but God knows, and some other folk too. You sitting up in church texting folk, sitting up in church reading your email, sitting up in church thinking about what you gonna do, making plans and all the rest of that. In the house of God, you need some deliverance. Can't even give God his time uninterrupted. Paul said, listen, you got to realize the Holy Ghost is in the sanctifying business, but you got a part to play. So notice how he says this. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies. And that's your saving grace right there, the mercies. It ain't just one mercy. It's every mercy for every issue you got. So don't be afraid to be real with the issues you got, because you can't get no deliverance until you confess your situations. There is a major difference between confusion and collusion. See, some of you are genuinely confused about what you should not be doing, because you never heard the word. And you still have the old mindset, but you're saved. But you've got to recognize that if you've got some issues and they're not godly-like, and when the light comes, listen, the Holy Ghost is only going to move you, minister to you, bother you about things that are wrong. Wrong. Let me throw out another interesting fact. God put certain people in your life to agitate you. Y'all might be sitting next to one right now. Remember, Paul said, that was given unto me an angel to buffet me. That means to aggravate me. That meant to get on my nerve, to bother me. Why? So I would not be comfortable with this world. See, the only reason why some of us grow in the word is because there are some folk that agitates us and aggravates us so much, we got to keep going on our knees to God before. We've got to keep asking God for strength. We've got to keep asking God to step in and work this situation. And we wouldn't do that if they wouldn't agitate us. But you got to realize that's a part of the sanctifying ministry of the Holy Ghost. He knows what you need. And so, listen at this. Whatever your issues are, tell the Lord all about them. Can I tell you, you can't be no more real with anybody else than you can with him. First, he already knows it. Secondly, he knows if you cover it up, it's going to continue. Listen to me well. If you cover it up or keep it covered, it's going to continue. But listen at this. If you expose it, you will expire it. That's why we keep covered our secret sins, the sins that are near and dear to us, the sins that we're going to get rid of last because they mean the most to us. And those are the sins that's got a hold on us, which is called a stronghold. And so we get rid of the ones that other folk can see, but there is the little crafty sin underneath the skin that we're just waiting for an opportunity to work it out or to step out on that sin, because it's still there.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brotnex.
Hey, God bless you and greetings and at all.